Hello, my name is Michael Head, and this is the DFTW podcast. I am so honored that you would take time to listen to this podcast. I believe that this episode is going to help you grow both mentally, spiritually, and physically. If I can do anything for you as you're listening to this, you need to reach out. You can see all my information in the description. And thanks again for listening. And one of the ways that we actually can recover out loud is by dealing with some of our medicators. And I want to talk about that today. What exactly is a medicator? Man, a medicator is a dependence on something external to escape something internal. That is a medicator. Let me say that again. What is a medicator? A medicator is a dependence on something external to escape something internal. And you may be thinking, man, I don't really know what that is. I don't think I have any medicators. I really don't know what you're talking about. And I would say this: if you're struggling with something and you're dealing with something, we all sometimes do things in our lives to help us overcome whatever it is that we're going through. And it's totally okay. It's what happens. It's how we actually heal at times, is by getting these medicators to help us cope. Some people call them coping mechanisms. And so what are some medicators? What are some of those things? Well, alcohol, drugs, nicotine, work, business, food, sex. Let me just say this again. Examples of common medicators: alcohol. So you may find yourself and you're like, man, maybe you drink and you're like drinking too much and you realize you probably shouldn't be doing it, but what is that covering up? Or some sort of drugs or smoking, or man, maybe for you, work. Are you finding yourself that you are actually working way too much? You're not seeing your family as much. You're making excuses about your schedule. You're doing all these things. And I would say your medicator could be work and what you're doing. And you're making all the excuses of, oh, it's a busy season. And you've been saying it's a busy season since there were seasons. And I want to encourage you to maybe get out of that season, because work doesn't need to be something that you're medicating with. It needs something you do. So what are some other medicators? Busyness, just being busy all the time. Food, overindulgence of food or underindulgence of food is a medicator. Sex, fantasy over, fantasy under. Man, if you're constantly thinking about sex and you're constantly thinking about, maybe you're struggling with porn. Maybe you're dealing with some things that, man, you're just not sure how to deal with this, and it's just a constant thing for you. Man, I would say that's a medicator. That's a medicator. Or maybe it's you're married and it's not how it, quote, used to be. Your sex life is just not what it was. Maybe you're medicating by that, by you just have no desire for that at all. So what are some other medicators? Gambling. Man, for me, this was a big one. Gambling was a huge medicator for me, and it was so much fun. I really enjoyed it, and gambling can kind of take your mind off of whatever it is that you're doing. And then you just feel like you want to keep winning if you win, or when you lose, you feel like, oh no, I've got to win to be able to get this money back. I mean, gambling is a massive, massive medicator. Religion, man, sometimes religion can be a medicator. Like just being, you know, you just feel like you should be this perfect, great, wonderful human being, and being religious, as in going through all the steps and going through all the things, is what you do to help medicate. Again, today I want to talk about what is a medicator. It's dependent on something external to escape something internal. So some other examples of medication is isolation, just being alone, not wanting to be with people at all, just feeling like, man, I'm just done with people. Isolation, taking care of people. So caretaking sometimes. And this is something I did a lot, was I felt really good when I was able to help other people out. And so much so to where I was helping people as a pastor. And then eventually, I kind of lost, because I wasn't really helping myself anymore, but I was so into helping other people that I got lost. And that's a big medicator for some people. People pleasing is another one. Man, you just want to please everybody. You want everybody to like you, and you don't want any enemies. I want to encourage you. Sometimes that can be a little bit too much and a big time medicator of something that's happening on the inside that you're just kind of like, oh, that's why I'm doing that? And the answer is yes. Not that people pleasing is meaning that you have an issue going on inside of you. But when you find out that you're doing that more than you really should, I would call that a medicator. Control, man, controlling of others. If you are just a control freak and you feel like, man, you've got all the answers and everything ends on you and you are the smartest human in the room and everybody must do what you say, and then you freak out whenever someone tells you no or doesn't agree with you, man, what are you medicating for? Like, what's going on that you feel like you have to have all the answers? And then the last one is perfectionism. I mean, you feel like just being perfect. You've got to be perfect. And again, this was for me. Performance perfection is what truly I used for years to medicate the pain that was going on inside of me. And so what did I do? Man, I've learned something, is that you can actually write a letter to your medicator. What is that medicator that you may have? And first thing truly is just identifying whatever that is for you. What is something that you feel you're doing overindulgence of, you're doing too much of, and you feel like it makes you feel better and helps you overcome, but then as soon as it's over, you're back to where you were. That's called a medicator. That's a coping mechanism. Again, some of these things have got you to where you are today, and praise the Lord that you had them. Or maybe you may not be here, or your life may look a lot different. And I want to encourage you, and I want to read to you here in a little bit. I want to read to you my medicator letter that I wrote. I wrote a letter to my medicator, and I can't wait to share that with you, because I think that it's going to help set us free for some of us who just are really struggling in certain areas. And so my medicator was food. My medicator was food. And so I wrote a letter to medicator food. And I want to read it to you right here. It says this. It says, "Dear food, we've been friends for a while, about 9 years. And I wrote this in 2019. We've been friends for a while, about 9 years. I've always enjoyed you, but you began to start controlling my life. I started to think about you too much. I'm very angry at you, and I hate how you've controlled me so much. You do not have things good that you can offer, but you do have good things that you can offer, but I've always focused on the negative offerings. Because of this relationship, I've gained weight, I've raised my cholesterol, and I felt ashamed. I had to take medication, and I need to let you go and tell you thank you for the good times, because they're good food. Thank you for the good times and great food, but I'm working on a better me in a way I can live without any outside anything controlling me." I mean, that's a letter that I wrote to my medicator, which was food. And why was food a medicator for me? Here's why. Because at that time in my life when things were out of control, and still today there's times when food is a medicator. I know that I can control it, and I know that it tastes so good. I mean, like just think about for you. Are there times in your life when you're like, man, I'm just going to go to the drive-thru, I'm going to get this ice cream, or I'm going to get this extra creamer, sugary goodness at a coffee shop? And you know, like in your mind, you're like, man, I really am trying not to do this, but you do it anyways because it tastes so good. And then what do? When you're done, you throw it away, you hide it from your friends and family, and you feel guilty about it. Man, that would be a medicator. And that was me for a long time. And that was food. And so I want to teach you right now how you can write a letter to your medicator. And it starts with this: dear whatever it may be. For me, it was food. Dear food. Dear food. That's how I started it. And then the next part is when and how you first met that medicator. I mean, think about that. When was the first time? For me, I wrote it was 9 years ago was the first time that I truly started struggling with food. And this was in I wrote the letter in 2019. And so 9 years before that. And then how it felt at first when you met. I mean, when, you know, the first time that you met whatever medicator it is, I don't know what that is. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's shopping online. Man, how did it feel when you first met? Usually it's really good, by the way. Usually it's amazing. Who introduced you to that medicator. Sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's yourself, but who introduced you to that medicator? And then how long did you have a relationship with the medicator before you really wanted to change things? So how long did you feel like, man, we've been in this relationship for a long time and I'm ready to change? And then how do you feel about that medicator now? How do you currently feel about that medicator? And some people are like, man, I feel good about it. Like I'm good. It is what it is, and I'm going to enjoy it. Well, how do you feel about it? And just be honest about it. And then what benefits did it offer you? What benefits? So for me, the benefits that food offered me, bro, it was good. It was good stuff. It tasted amazing. But then what cost did I suffer because of this relationship? So for me, man, I gained a ton of weight. I gained a ton of weight because of my medication via food, because I was using food to medicate. I gained a lot of weight. I weighed about 220 pounds. I had to be put on cholesterol medicine. My cholesterol was out of whack, triglycerides, all the things. And man, I did not like who I look in the mirror and be like, golly, I'm fat. Like, what is wrong with me? And then I think I'm going to change. And what would I do? I'd go right back to food. And I would think, man, why am I doing this? Like, why did I continue to allow food to be my medicator? Here's why. Because, man, at that time, it's all I knew. And I was like, man, I've got to get this under control. I didn't really understand until I went and started working on some things in me that needed to be set free. And they were pains. It was sadness. It was hurt. It was trauma. It was abuse. And once I started dealing with these things, I was able to take these medicators for me with food and gambling and put them in the right place. Now, still, I still eat great food, whatever that means to you. I mean, I'll still enjoy some ice cream. I'll still enjoy some good carbs. I mean, those things still happen. But here's what I know is I now don't let it control me to where I lose control and let it just keep running my life. And then the last two things, what would I need to let you go? So what do I need to let you go? And then the last part of the letter, am I ready to take that step? Man, I want to encourage you. I don't know what that looks like for you. And if you would like some help for this, I would love to kind of help you through writing a letter to your medicator. It seems really easy and maybe it seems silly, but the truth is it is a game changer. It is a game changer. Writing letters, period, to things that have hurt you or to people that have hurt you. It is a healing process, because here's the thing. I could write this letter to food and I've got a letter to gambling. Maybe I'll share with you another time. And then I can rip it up and be done with it. Man, praise the Lord. And maybe for you, a medicator is a friendship that you know you shouldn't be in any longer. Or it's just realized, I don't know what it is for you. But man, there is a huge list of different ways that we medicate. And here's some examples of common medicators. And I don't know what it is for you, but I would encourage you, look at one of these, figure out what it is, and then realize that you can overcome that medicator. And a lot of people are like, you just need to pray about it. Just pray about it and it'll go away. Look, it will. It will. I hear you. I'm big into prayer. Okay. Former full-time pastor who now is a coach helping people. Man, I pray all the time. I had a great prayer time this morning. And not just prayer, but you've got to be able to put some action with the prayer. So yeah, you can pray for these things to be gone and have people pray over you. I think that's outstanding. But what's the action steps that you're going to take to stop getting back into the cycles that you're in? It's totally up to you. You've got to make that choice. And I believe that you can. So if you want some help with that, man, reach out to me. Let me know. I would love to help you. Just watch the replay on this video and you can see exactly how you can write a letter to your current medicators. Thank you so much for listening today. If this podcast brought you any value, it would mean so much to me if you could go and leave a 5-star review and just in the description of it, what were your takeaways from this episode? And please remember, if I can do anything for you or for a loved one, for someone that you care about, please reach out. You can go to nextstepcoach.org. You can fill out the short application so that we can work together. It's a true investment in your life and an investment that will change the direction that you are headed. Thanks again.